This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Here are eight or so of the stories that we're following today. First, stock futures point up this morning and have recovered from September losses. They're now back again at near record levels for all three indexes, the S&P, the Dow, and the NASDAQ. Interesting enough, people talk about tech heaviness and how much of the economy is based on tech today. The S&P now has about 30% of its value in tech companies. The NASDAQ's even higher than that. The Dow has more of the cyclical companies and the traditional old line companies and the new line companies. Second, speaking of technology and new line companies, Tesla is one of the few companies to now reach $1 trillion in market cap. This is on the heels of an order from Hertz for 100,000 cars from Tesla. This is a big institutional order that Tesla has not seen a lot of. Originally or initially, GM, the Fords of the world, were strengthened a lot by the big orders from the big rental company, car companies, and so forth. It's a sign of a coming of age that this has now become part of the growth of Tesla. Third, again on the tech side, and there's lots of tech earnings being reported in the next couple of days, Facebook recorded revenues of $29 billion in the third quarter and $9.19 billion in profits. A slight slowdown in growth, but still a magnificent quarter. And we saw yesterday their stock jump about 3% and then up a little bit overnight and now softening just a bit. But the stock did well in that news. Facebook's always under a lot of scrutiny, faces a lot of the challenges that media companies face of trying to make sure it's exciting and interesting and it's controversial subjects, so lots of people commenting and so forth. And at the same time, they know that that draws some ire from people. But this constant line of wanting to be a magnet for readers while trying to hit the right social norms and so forth. The fascinating thing to watch as Facebook takes it on the chin a little bit through the Wall Street Journal series of articles and DC. But essentially doing what media companies and technology platforms do, which is trying to have interesting content so people read them and look at them. Fourth, excited today to join Stan Kachnowski, who runs the Columbia University Business School Executive Education Program, to talk on their program about digital health. Also thrilled today to visit with Mike LaChance of OneMedNet on their webinar about real-world data. That's through Becker's Healthcare. Fifth, the 10-year Treasury yield opens today at close to 1.635, down just a tad from the last couple days. Next, private equity dividend recaps hit a record this year of $58 billion plus. These dividend recaps will have a separate discussion on a separate podcast being released today. Just a few short thoughts on the dividend recaps in that world of business. Finally, Blackstone head of hedge funds, the co-head of hedge funds, John McCormick, is resigning. It's a fascinating situation. We'll also talk about this, that the other co-head, Joe Dowling, would take over entirely and be in charge of hedge funds there. The hedge fund business at Blackstone is a $50 billion a year business. A couple of fascinating notes on that. You know, never a good sign if you're the co-head of a unit and the leader of the firm, Steven Schwarzman, reduces his holdings in that unit. But a fascinating business and situation. Finally, thrilled to see the Becker's Healthcare CEO-CFO meeting again be hosted in November 15th to 17th. There we've got President George and Laura Bush speaking and President Clinton speaking. I assume President Clinton's healthy enough to come and speak. All of those on the agenda and a ton of great CEOs and CFOs. That meeting is completely sold out to sponsors and advertisers and so forth, which is a good sign. We'll see how it goes when we get back into the live conferences at Becker's Healthcare. In any event, thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Always a pleasure to visit on some of these issues. To suggest a guest, either reach out to myself or Jeremy Corr, the magnificent leader of Executive Podcasting Solutions. Thank you very much.